Hello and welcome to Rancho Cotati High School. I'm Nick Mattis, along with my wingman, the star of the show, Jeff Woodworth. The Rancho Cotati Cougars are hosting the Cardinal Newman Cardinals in the first game of the Oak League. Last week, Rancho Cotati lost to Camp Olindo, and the Cardinal Newman Cardinals beat the Balboa. What is the Balboa's name?
The Pirates.
The Pirates. Okay, Balboa Pirates. Rancho Cotati comes into the game, as I mentioned, 3 wins and 2 losses. Cardinal Newman, 4 wins and 1 loss. Got a big game today. My right-hand man is a graduate of Cardinal Newman, says he's going to be very impartial the whole game, and I know he will be. He's a professional. So I talked to Coach Paul Cronin about the season so far. He really enjoyed the victory they had over Placer. So far on the season, Cardinal Newman started off the season defeating Fortuna 38-0. They then defeated Sutter at Sutter 21-7. And the victory that I just mentioned, Cardinal Newman had to go to Placer. Placer's a very good team. And Cardinal Newman scored late in that game to pull out a 30-27 victory. The following week, they took on Liberty. Liberty right now is the number 2 ranked team here in the North Coast behind De La Salle, and Cardinal Newman gave them everything they could handle, losing 17-13, the only blemish on the Cardinals' record. And that last week, they defeated Balboa Pirates 35-7. So they come into this game healthy and strong, ready to start the league off. It's kind of funny, Jeff, because normally Cardinal Newman and Rancho Cotati is like the last game of the season, and everything's on the table for that game. But they're going to reverse it this year. It's going to be the first game.
This will certainly be the matchup that sets the tone for the rest of how the league is going to play out. You mentioned a graduate of Cardinal Newman, graduated in 2011. I have fond memories of attending these games back in high school. It's, a rivalry with no trophy, you know, just personal pride that goes out there, and it's usually a good indicator whoever takes this game takes the league.
Well, this is the first game of league, and it will set the tone. I loved how you brought that up, because I think the next, when you look at this Oak division, Cardinal Newman's 4-1, Windsor is 4-1, Rancho 3-2, Maria Carrillo 3-2, Ukiah 2-3, and Annalee 1-4. I think the team that may have something to say about this division is going to be Windsor. Windsor's a very strong team, well coached, off to a great start. Next week, Rancho Cotati is going to play Windsor. So there, last week, Camp Olindo was a very tough opponent for Rancho Cotati, and their coach, Gehrig Hoteling, wanted to have a tough opponent before he played the Cardinal Newman Cardinals. Last year, when they played the Cardinals, they were coming off a bye, and he felt that they weren't competitive. This year, he purposely picked the Camp Olindo team, and they had to travel to Camp Olindo, and Camp Olindo is a very strong team, and they defeated the Rancho Cotati Cougars soundly 34-14. Unfortunately, in that game, Jeff, a couple of the key players for the Cougars were injured, and we'll talk about that in a couple minutes, but let's start out talking about the Cardinals, who come in here 4-1. Their big game that they won late was against Placer. Their quarterback right now, Jackson Pavitt, a senior, 6'2", 195 pounds, is having a very productive year.
He's just your stereotypical dual-threat quarterback. Pavitt completing about 65% of his passes. He's thrown for just under 1,000 yards on the season, 9 touchdowns to 0 interceptions. He doesn't turn the ball over, and then he also gets it done on the ground as well, totaling 51 carries for 207 yards. He's got 2 touchdowns. Newman runs the RPO, the run-pass option, and Pavitt runs it to perfection. So I expect more of that tonight, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Rancho defense takes that into effect. But you continue to look down this Newman offense, and I see the rushing stats and the receiving stats. There are weapons everywhere.
Yeah, they're very We're a very talented team, and Coach Paul Cronin is one of the best coaches in this area. He has been for years. I think the key that you mentioned right there, Jeff, was they don't turn the football over. Only two fumbles lost the entire season, and so they're not going to give the other team any short fields. A great player for us to keep an eye on and for the listeners to keep their ears out for is Shane Moran. Shane is a senior. This year he's playing running back and free safety. He's the leading tackler on the team. He has a brother that's also a very productive player, Zach Moran. Zach plays linebacker. The Moran brothers are both juniors. I think I said seniors. They're both juniors, and they're very productive players. And it's funny, there's three sets of brothers on this roster here. They've got
They keep it all in the family there.
Yeah, the Nettle brothers, the Kelly brothers, and the Moran brothers. So we'll keep an eye out for the Moran brothers. They're very productive.
I think it's undersaid what you stated with Moran on defense, too. He does lead the team in tackles with 42. He's also got an interception, a fumble recovery, and he's blocked a punt. So he is very vital to them on the defensive side of the football, just as he is on the offensive side. Again, looking at these stats, 23 carries, 146 yards, and three touchdowns on the year. He's a very productive player.
Yeah, we're going to keep our eye out on Shane, and he's a key to their success, no doubt. We're going to continue with the offense. Their receiver, a junior, Zion Nunley, 6 foot, 375-pounder. He's a very explosive receiver. He's got five touchdown pass receptions on the season. He also plays defensive back. Giancarlo Woods, another two-way player, 6 foot, 185 pounds. Giancarlo also has returned to kickoff this season, 94 yards for a touchdown. He's got three TD receptions. And then their wide receiver linebacker, the little guy, but he's got a lot of heart and desire. We talked about that last week when we were doing the Pinder game. Justin LaFranchi is a very good little player. Nothing but high praise from Coach Paul Cronin. Justin, just 5'8", 165 pounds, but a player that Paul Cronin says he counts on.
A real gritty player. He reminds me of like a Danny Amendola or a Julian Edelman. Again, he's got 11 catches for 165 yards on the year. A very pivotal player on this offensive side. Sneaky.
The other running back that's going to give Shane Moran a little bit of break once in a while is going to be Clayton Wu, 5'10", 165 pounds. To continue on their offense, their place kicker has a very strong leg. Ethan Collinborn, he's kicked a 42-yard field goal this season. He's 15 for 17 on PATs, and he's 2 for 3 on the field goals with the long of 42 yards. So he's definitely a weapon. We do have a little bit of wind here tonight, and that may predicate whether or not the coaches go for a long field goal in this. So
I'm a little hesitant to hype up the special teams, as we remember last time what happened when we did that, and it was quite the special teams letdown.
I love that, Jeff, when you bring that up. Okay, yeah,
then, the announcer's jinx right off the bat.
You cannot be superstitious. Okay, on defense, we mentioned Zach Moran, just a junior. He's a great linebacker, 6 foot, 195 pounds. Jared Doolittle, the defensive back, is going to have his hands full today. Jared, the Night Stalker, the quarterback for Rancho Cotati. I've talked to Jared, and he says he's going to have his best game of the season tonight.
My player to watch on defense is number 23, Hunter Grannis. Now, Grannis is a senior. In four games played, he's got 16 tackles, 13 assisted, so he's wrapping up, guys. 29 total tackles on the year, two sacks, three forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery. He's a game changer on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm glad you brought him up. I'm going to add Santino Azevedo, just a freshman. This is a freshman on varsity, number 25. We're going to keep our eyes on Santino, 5'11", 175 pounds, and Dino Calileo was the last freshman that I remember that started on varsity as a freshman, so that's pretty good. That's a pretty good footsteps to be following there. So that'll do it for the Cardinal Newman. We're going to take a short break. Stick around. When we come back, we'll talk about the Rancho Cotati Cougars. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas inglés? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. We've got the Cougars and the Cardinals getting ready to square off here. We just talked about the Cardinals, and we talked about some of the players we'd like you to be listening for, and we're going to keep our eye out. Michael Baribault, our sideline reporter, has gotten a hold of Coach Garrick Hoteling of the Rancho Cotati Cougars, and let's go ahead and run that interview right now.
On the field here with Rancho Cotati head coach Garrick Hoteling. This is Michael Baribault with KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Coach, tell me how the week of practice went this week and how you guys are feeling about tonight.
It went good. We got a lot of guys banged up from the last game, but we feel, I mean, our attitude is that, you know, next person up, and we expect them to play well. Good week of practice. We always play well at home, so we expect to play hard and make it close here.
You said last week was a tough game. You guys had a lot of guys banged up. But more importantly, you know, you guys lost the game. Yeah. Is that an extra motivation for you guys heading into this week?
I think, well, if you look back at our first loss, we had our best game of the year the game after. So I think that's always a motivating factor. We just want to have a good game, play really, really hard, play with passion, enjoy the fans, have fun. And really, honestly, I mean, we don't have that much to lose right now. We're going to play loose and free and liberated, and I think they got a little more to lose than us. So maybe they're tight and we're loose, and then we can make a game out of it.
You guys have been playing Newman. Obviously, you guys have been at the top of the league for the past few years. What does this game always mean to you guys, playing Newman, and now you guys have it on your home field?
Well, it's just nice that it's something that the community can rally around. You know, in my opinion, it's the two top teams in the area. And we've been second for a while now, and the last time we beat them was a Monday night game after the fires, which was essentially an exhibition game, so it didn't really mean all that much. But, you know, it's good. It's a good game, good for the community, good for the sport, good for the county, and hope it could be a good one.
Coach, thank you. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for that interview. And, yeah, Nick, Hodling's talking about the history between this rivalry. Now, I can remember in 2010 at Newman, I was a junior, and Newman had a bye week before they faced off against Rancho. Cronin was running the spread offense with Jack James. It was not working. They decided to scratch that. They went to a triple option, wing formation, completely caught Rancho off guard. And I forget the final score of that game, but I know that it was a shellacking. The year following, that game came down to a field goal. My friend Adrian Rubio, actually the kicker that missed the field goal. I still love you, Adrian. It's okay. But I was sitting right over there in those bleachers when that field goal was missed. And then you go back to recent history in 2016 with the NCS D3 playoffs, where you had that down to the wire where Newman took it at the JC. The game that Garrick was mentioning happened a couple weeks before that. So a lot of history with this game, and I'm excited. And I think that Rancho, looking at their offense, it all starts with Stalker.
Very good, Jeff. I love those old memories, and that's what life's all about, is memories, okay? And then hopefully tonight we're going to have a good one. I'm looking forward to this game. The coach, Garrick Hoteling, did mention that some players got banged up last week and out for this game for the Cougars are defensive back Ty Paletti and Fatua Tui. Both defensive backs are out, and wide receiver Gianni
The Italian. Yes. The Italian that we had such trouble with his last game. I did see that. I saw him not dressed, his arms in a sling, and I feel bad for him. I was ready to get the name right this time.
Well, do you want to try it?
No, I'm going to hurt myself.
Okay, Gianni Gigliello. I'm sorry about that, Michael. We had a tough time with that name. Michael Baribault joining us up here in the booth here, and we'll get Michael's thoughts in a moment. I want to give a couple more facts on Rancho Cotati. They started off the season, lost to Sac High 24-6, rebounded, like Coach Garrick had mentioned, against Vanden 48-20. We had them on the game of the week here the following week against El Cerrito, and they defeated El Cerrito 35-0. They had probably their biggest win. They went to Pleasant Valley and defeated Pleasant Valley 17-10. And then last week against Campolindo, traveling on the road, lost to Campolindo 34-14. They come here tonight in the North Coast Section Division 3, rated number 2, behind Los Lomas, who's number 1 in 5-0. And in the North Coast Section, they're number 13. Next week, they will be taking on Windsor, who's number 4 in the NCS Division 3. So that's going to be they're expecting a good competitive game on that game. But I think I enjoyed it when Coach Gehrig had said his keys to success. He mentioned to me when I had a conversation with him, and he feels there's two keys. They need to tackle, and they need to have some success in the passing game. And that's where that falls on the hands of Jared, the Night Stalker.
Stalker's only completing about 56% of his passes this year. He's 5 for 5 last time I checked, with 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So he really needs to clean that up, because, again, if you turn the ball over, you're just costing yourself chances.
Yeah. He wants the team to show some heart and the desire to win and a passion. So I thought it was interesting, Mike, when you talked to Gehrig, that he feels the pressure's on Cardinal Newman.
Yeah, and I would, deservedly so. They've won the league the past how many years in a row, and they're the team to beat. The pressure should be on them. Yeah. And it's up to someone to slay the giant, as you will. And that very well could be Rancho Cotati tonight. And he's absolutely right. All the pressure is on Cardinal Newman.
I thought that was good, Mike. And you weren't able to get a hold of Coach Paul Cronin, but you'll talk to him right at the end of the first half. Michael does a good job of getting some insight for us. You know, I thought it was interesting because last week, guys, we did Piner and Annaly. And I thought Annaly was flat in that game after the big game that they had against El Molino. And I asked Coach Gehrig Hoteling, you know, are you happy that you had a tough opponent right before this big game? And he said, absolutely, Nick. Last year when we played Cardinal Newman, we were coming off of a bye and we were flat. I wanted to have a very competitive team. Yeah, and I was hoping we wouldn't get anybody injured, and unfortunately they did. But he's happy that they're coming in playing a very strong team, so they should be ready for this strong opponent. That's what he feels.
Yeah, and they use it as extra motivation coming off a loss, you know, like they did. They lost by 20. You know, you want to come back on your home field and take care of business, and no better game than to do it against the top team in your league.
Yeah.
I will say, to Rancho's credit, though, they did end that game on a high note. They did score 14 points in the fourth quarter. They were able to get some points up on the board. It's just going to be an interesting game, what we have going on here today.
Yeah.
I truly think that the pressure is on Rancho. They're battle-tested, and that's not going to take away anything that Newman's done this year. But like Michael said, you come at the king, you best not miss.
Well, the coach mentioned that he thought they needed to pass the football, and I talked to Jared, and he's ready for this game. He says, Nick, this is a big stage. I'm ready for this stage. This can turn my whole season around right now. I'm going to have a good game, and I think the key for Rancho is going to be Rashid the Diesel Rankin. Rashid has been averaging almost 8 yards a carry this season, and if he runs the football as angry as he did against El Cerrito when he was here, and they don't have to throw the football. They can control it on the ground. I think that's the key to success for them, because Rashid is a big, strong running back. I believe he may be the best running back in the North Bay, but I haven't seen all the teams. But I got to tell you, when the diesel starts to get that engine purring, and he stops for a fill-up, right, Jeff, at the gas station and fills up, it's hard to stop him, okay?
There's something about Rankin when he gets going and he hits that next level, he keeps going, he turns into a man amongst boys, and it's just entertaining to watch. And I can't wait to see what these Newman linebackers are going to do against him.
And I'm more looking at the offensive and defensive line. You know me, I'm a lineman. I want to see who wins the battle in the trenches. And if Rashid is getting swallowed up at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield, that offensive line won't be doing him a lot of help. So I really look for both offensive and defensive lines to really tell early on, especially, who's going to have the upper hand in this
one. Well, that's your assignment, Michael. You're down there in the sidelines. I want you to keep an eye on the trenches. Give us a report at the end of the first quarter who you think's winning the trenches. The offensive line for Rancho Cotati, center Zhang, the guard Piombo, and Mahala Santorino. And Santorinos is the cousin of Elias Rantisi, and the two tackles, Lopes and Cruz. So we're going to keep our eye on some other offensive players. Jack Reese, the wide receiver, he's a big play capabilities. Tight end Anthony Scardina and Darius Hurst, who's back after playing football after missing his sophomore and junior seasons. He's an excellent athlete. And then defensive end, just a sophomore, Giorgio Mincarini, 6 foot, 380 pounds. And the man, probably the man that they count on to do most of their tackling, is Mahalis Santorinos. And he's a stud, number 53, just a junior. So there's kind of a summary of the players on Rancho Cotati. Jeff, do you want to add anything to those stats?
Well, I'll definitely chip in. I like Jack Reese a lot. I remember telling you guys when we came here for El Cerrito, he is a big play player. Look for him on a screen pass or if they go over the top. He's a guy that can make guys miss and really make a big play. You know, Rancho may be down a couple points, couple scores. Boom, you throw a little screen pass or a little over the top, and you throw it to Reese, and he can make something big, and he can certainly make something out of nothing.
I'm looking forward to Anthony Scardino. He's a big kid. He plays on the end. He'll drop back in a linebacker. They could put him in free safety. He does everything. He's got two interceptions on the year, and I think that's going to be the key on the defensive side to disrupting Pavitt and Newman's rhythm as a whole.
Yeah, 6'4", so he is a big, tall man that can give a target for Jared the Night Stalker, and he's also a very good defensive end, and he puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback. You're listening to the Game of the Week here on KSRO. We've got the band getting ready to come on the field. We're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have the playing of the national anthem and the kickoff.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
La Coco's, voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe La Coco offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine. Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. La Coco's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Let's get it started in here.
Let's get it started.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nick Mattis, along with Jeff Woodworth. We're getting ready for the playing of the national anthem. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals have come to Rancho Cotati to take on the Cougars in the first game of the Oak Division. Jeff Woodworth, a former Cardinal Newman graduate, says he's going to keep it real honest here. Maybe he told me he might even be a little bit hard on the Cardinals. I said, no, just be yourself, okay? The star of the show cannot show any kind of going out into the middle of the field. Now are the captains for both teams. Tonight the Cardinal Newman Cardinals will be wearing their yellow pants, their white jerseys, and their maroon and gold helmets. The Rancho Cotati Cougars wearing their white pants, red jerseys with white numbers and black helmets. Rashid Rankin is one of the captains. The Diesel, look forward to watching the Diesel run the football. I believe he's one of the best running backs here in the North Bay. Big, strong running back, 6'2", 225 pounds. He's going to be joined in the middle of the field with their other captain, Mahalis Santorino, and the quarterback, number 18, Jared the Night Stalker.
I can't wait for this game. My anxiety is growing. I just want to see a competitive game. I know we're going to get a great game, Nick. This is we've had it circled on the calendar. We've been talking about it behind the scenes, you know, just looking forward to it in general. We were talking about Piner and El Molino, how they're on the rise, but this is still the cream of the crop in the North Bay as far as I'm concerned. These two teams atop our poll that we published on KSRO.com. So make sure you check that out, KSRO.com/high-school-football. Again, ksro.com/high-school-football. And you tick to the high school football page, you'll see our rankings. We'll get those out to you about every Monday afternoon after the guys convene. And each one of us turns in our own top 10, and then we average it out. And what's this week's top 10 looking like, Nick?
Rancho Cotati's number one. Cardinal Newman's number one. Rancho Cotati number two. Vintage number three. Number four, American Canyon. Number five, Piner. Number six, Windsor. Seven, Napa. Eight, El Molino. Nine, Justin Siena. Rounding out the top 10 is Maria Carrillo. An honorable mention right there on the cuff, about ready to break into the top 10, St. Helena, Willits, and St. Vincent's. All right, we're going to pause for the playing of the national anthem.
The Rancho band taking a sweet second to get out to midfield to perform the national anthem. Little chilly night here in Rohnert Park. Wind is slowly picking up. We are just casually waiting on the start of the national anthem. So windy, Nick's already got his jacket on. And of course, if you've ever had the pleasure of attending a Rancho Cotati football game, the band puts on quite an elaborate performance for the national anthem and at halftime. Flag twirlers, instruments of all kinds, the drum line. The kids do a really good job. Headset there. There you go. And I think they're about to begin. Thank you.
There it is, the marching band from Rancho Cotati High School. Well done. We're at Rancho Cotati High School, obviously, for the big game between Cardinal Newman Cardinals and the Rancho Cotati Cougars. Rancho Cotati, 3 wins and 2 losses. The Cardinals, 4 wins and 1 loss. But everybody starts 0-0. This is the first game of the Oak Division season. The officials for tonight's game, the head referee will be Ruben Candelaria. Back judge, Larry Coffey. Home sideline judge, Ed Hirsch. Visitor sideline judge, Randy Marion. The umpire, Charlie Hayes. And if you want to be an official, this is a good time to begin. All the sports are looking for officials. There's an opportunity for you to stay involved in sports and make a little dough on the side.
And Lord knows we need some officials. It's been my biggest complaint this entire football season, Nick, is I feel like the officials have been making it about themselves, not letting the kids play. And I really, really, really hope, I'm praying to the football gods, that is not the case tonight.
That's my partner, the star of the show, Jeff Woodworth. Opinions with conviction. I love it, Jeff, okay? I want to thank our sponsor, Novato Chevrolet, Kenwood Hearing Center, Rick's Auto in Forestville, La Coco's Cucina Rustica, West Coast Diesel Repair, Auto Japan, Buck's Pool Stoves and Spas, Marin Orthodontics, Dr. Carol Shiner, she's the finest dentist, and T-Shirt Underground. Okay, we're getting ready for the kickoff. The Cardinals in their yellow pants and white jerseys will be kicking off. From right to left, the Rancho Cotati Cougars. The kick is driven deep, taken right at the 5-yard line, coming straight up the field. It's going to be tackled and stopped right at the 20-yard line. Rafael Hernandez with a good return. Brandon Proshold with a nice return. So the Cougars will take over. First and 10, the ball will be placed at their own 21-yard line.
And Rancho's going to have first licks here to try and make something happen as we see Stalker line up with the Diesel in the backfield.
They shift quickly, 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Rashid Rankin, the Diesel, gets the handoff, comes up the middle. He's got a hold of the right side, comes in, he bowls his way forward for a gain of 7 yards.
And number 10, Zach Moran, the guy we were talking about earlier, in on that tackle. I have a feeling that he is going to be a mover and shaker, disrupting things on that side of the football for Newman.
Lining up over the football are the Cougars. Again, in 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. This time Rankin shifts to the right, and there's going to be a false start. Coming over the line is Zach Moran. That's going to give 5 yards for the Cougars and give them a first down.
He's just so ready, almost too ready to go, Nick.
They march the ball up the field, set down the football right at the Rancho Cotati 34-yard line. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. This time Rankin shifts to the left. Stalker looking over the defense. Now he moves Rankin to the right. Looks to the sideline for a call. He's got plenty of time on the play clock. Now he gets the snap. Hands it up the middle to Rankin, and Rankin finds another hole, dodges a couple of tacklers, and is gang tackled right at the 40-yard line.
He was able to pull a couple defenders for a couple yards there, about 2-3 yards, and then again met by Moran right there in the midfield, and eventually brought down.
2nd down and 5, the ball right on the 40-yard line. Cougars lining up over the football, no huddle, looking to the sideline to their coach, Garrick Hotaling. Rankin shifts to the left. Stalker gets the snap, fakes the handoff, throws out in the flat. It's caught, but the Cardinals defense it really well. Ball went out in the flat, was caught by Dylan Barella. He didn't gain a yard on it. The Cardinal Newman defense did a great job of smothering him. 3rd down and 5. Again, same lineup. Formation, 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. And there's going to be a false start coming over the line. Number 25, that freshman Santino Azevedo got a little bit anxious.
I don't blame the freshman, antsy, big-time rivalry game. But again, it comes down to discipline, maintaining composure. It's the penalties and turnovers that are going to cost you the game.
Coming into the game is Dimitri Johnson, replacing Jordan Broderick. 1 receiver left, 2 receivers right. The ball again handed off to Rashid Rankin, and he comes up the middle and he gets 3 yards. It's going to be second down and 7 with the football right at the Rancho Cotati 48-yard line.
Number 52, Miles Wyckoff, able to meet him at the line of scrimmage, but Rankin just so big, so powerful. Again, like I said in the pregame, a man amongst boys at times, and he's able to fall forward for the positive gain.
Second down and 7. We're in the first quarter, and again an offsides. Coming over the line, Justin LaFranchi. Cardinal Newman trying to anticipate the snap count, and Jared the Night Stalker doing a good job of keeping him off balance.
Doing a great job of mixing the snap count, keeping this Newman defense off kilter, antsy. They're going to be more prone to making mistakes like they just did.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. That's the favorite formation right now for the Rancho Cotati Cougars. Rashid Rankin to the left of Jared the Night Stalker. Jared changing the play now. Moves Rankin to his right. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff, throws quickly out in the flat, and it's caught. But again, well defended. The ball was quickly thrown out to Jack Reese. Jack got 2 yards on the catch. It'll put it right at, and it is going to be enough for the first down.
Credit this Rancho offense on being able to move the ball. Granted, they're getting some help here from the Newman defense and the penalties. But again, Stalker doing a good job staying composed, navigating this offense, feeding it to Rankin. Nice mix of both and ground.
First down and 10. The ball placed at the Cardinal Newman 45-yard line. Stalker's first two passes he's thrown with a lot of conviction with them. Stalker hands it up the middle. Rashid Rankin finds a hole, breaks through a couple of tackles, and is finally gang tackled, but not till he gained 5 yards right up the middle of the Cardinal Newman defense.
And Nick, they didn't even bring him down. That play just got called dead because of forward progress. That's what we're saying here, is that Rankin is just a monster.
Right now, Rashid the Diesel has got a full tank, and he's running like it. The Cougars are marching down the field. We're 7 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in quarter number 1. This is the first possession of the game. The Cougars have marched down the field. Stalker back to pass. Looks. Now he's going to be sacked. And that was a coverage sack, as there was plenty of time, but coming in and making the tackle.
Number 52, Miles Wyckoff, able to grab him around the ankles and bring him down there. A nice stop, timely needed for the Newman defense.
That's going to force a third down and 10. The football placed back at the original line of scrimmage. Stalker had time. He was looking downfield, well covered by the Cardinal Newman defenders. Again, another false start.
This time, number 62. For the Cardinals.
Not sure I see a 62 on the
roster. I do not see a 62 on the roster. However, he will cost the Cardinals 5 yards.
That's going to shorten it up to third down and a long 5. The football right at the Cardinal Newman 40-yard line. A big third down here for the Cardinals defense. They want to get off the field. Stalker gets the snap, hands it to Rankin, and Rankin finds a hole and gets the first down as he falls forward right at the first down marker. Let's see where the spot is, and it might not be a favorable spot. We'll see. It looks like it's just inches short. Cardinal Newman did a good job of stopping him at the sticks. It's going to bring up a fourth down and just inches.
Rankin kind of stumbled when he got the ball there. It looked like he's poised for more yards than he actually got.
Rancho going to go for it. The ball right at the Cardinal Newman 35.5-yard line. Coming up for the quarterback sneak, and he's got it. Jared the Night Stalker came up under center, grabbed the snap, and followed his lineman right up the field for a first down.
Now, I heard it. I don't know about you and the listeners at home, but one of the Newman D coordinators called that right before it happened, trying to get the guys to rush to the line of scrimmage. They didn't get there in time.
The Hog Mollies for Rancho Cotati moved him out of the way. First and 10, Rancho Cotati, the football at the Cardinals' 34-yard line. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Stalker looking over the defense. Rashid Rankin on his left. The snap is good. Hands it to Rankin. He's finding his way up the middle. He found a hole, and he's now moving upfield again. A nice substantial gain for 6 yards.
He gains 6 yards. It takes 4 Cardinals to bring him down. Again, once Rankin gets going, it's just a man amongst boys, Nick.
Rashid running the football with a lot of authority. The Cougars marching down. They took the opening kickoff at their 20-yard line, and the football is now inside the Cardinal Newman 30-yard line. Second down and three. Rankin on his right, again gets the football, comes up the middle, and he's going to be stopped. This time Cardinal Newman gang tackled him after a gain of two. Now, third down and two.
At the risk of running that gas tank too low, too early, if I'm Rancho, I would still stick with the rushing attack. It's working. You just need to rotate in new backs to be able to give Rankin a break so that way he can carry you throughout the game.
Right on cue, going to the sideline on third down and a long one is Rashid Rankin. And we've got another false start on the Cardinal Newman defense.
Number five, Justin LaFranchi, trying to jump the snap count. What Stalker is doing for the listeners at home is he is clapping as a hut before they actually hike the ball. The clap is part of his snap count, and for some reason, Newman is jumping on almost what seems like every single clap.
That's a very well described, Jeff, and you're exactly right. There's going to be a timeout on the field. I believe it was taken by Coach Paul Cronin. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by KSRO. By Novato Chevrolet.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. On first down and 10, Jared the Night Stalker drops back to pass. He's looking to throw. He's going to be sacked and he fumbles, but recovering it is Jaden Herrera, the running back. Jumped on the football as Jared Stalker tried to move upfield. He got tackled. The ball dropped to the carpet, but Herrera was the man on the spot there and picked up the fumble. It's going to make it second down and a long 10. The football right at the Cardinal Newman 23-yard line. The Cougars have taken the opening kickoff and have marched down the field. Stalker, two receivers left and two receivers right. Shifts Hayden, Herrera, the running back, to his right. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff, throws over in the middle, and it's almost intercepted, but it might have been caught on the tip, and it was. The ball went through the defender's hand. Zach Moran had an opportunity for an interception, and the man on the spot was number 15, Jack Reese. It's going to bring up a third down and four. The football just inside the Cardinal Newman 20-yard line. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Sometimes the ball just bounces your way, Nick, and that's what's happening with Rancho right now in this opening drive.
Stalker has Herrera in the back, hands it to Herrera, comes up the middle, he dives right at the first down marker. It's going to be close. It's going to be short. Coming into the game, it looks like there's an opportunity for a field goal attempt here. Let's see what they are. Rancho Cotati is lining up for a field goal. Onto the field is Ryan Hoxie, their field goal kicker. Hoxie's a left-footed kicker. The ball is going to be placed right at the 20-yard line. This will be a 30-yard field goal attempt. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is not good. A line drive kick that went down below the crossbars.
A lot of pressure there from the Newman special teams unit. Giancarlo Woods looked like he was in the backfield. I'm not quite sure if he tipped the kick or if he just put enough pressure there to disrupt the timing of the kick.
That was an interesting decision by Coach Garrick Hotaling. The football inside the 20-yard line. They had done a good job of moving the football. He may second guess that later, but taking over now for the first time in the game is the Cardinal Newman Cardinals. Rancho had the football. There's 2 minutes and 34 seconds remaining here in quarter number one.
It was a Patriot-like drive for Rancho, burning that much clock.
Pavitt gets the snap, rolls to his right, throws out to the right, and the ball is dropped. Well defended on the play.
Number four, Shane Moran, the intended target on the play. I think that's just a classic case of starting to look downfield.
Shane. Moran had a defender draped all over him. Second down and 10, the football right at the Rancho Cardinal Newman 20-yard line. Pavitt in the shotgun, hands the ball off, fakes the handoff, comes straight up the middle, and Rancho's defense does a good job of stopping him after he gains 3 yards.
Again, some of that RPO we talked about in the beginning, Jackson Pavitt runs it to perfection. That's why Cronin's got him out there. You're going to hear us talk about this a lot this game when Newman has the ball. It's an effective way of moving the ball upfield, and again, it keeps the Rancho defense on their toes.
Third down and 5. The Cougars defense wanting to stop the Cardinals on their first possession. Pavitt in the shotgun, got two receivers right, hands, fakes it, comes up the middle. He's trying to drive for the first down, and he's not going to get it. He's going to come up a big yard short and force a fourth down.
I'm going to say that's real close, Nick. They're giving him a generous spot. They might have to bring the chains out and measure this. It looks like he might just be actually a football tip of the short. Good call.
Cardinal Newman lining up over the football. They may try to go for it here. The football's at their own 29.5-yard line. Fourth down and probably just a football length. I wonder if they might try to hard count and try to get Rancho off. I would be very surprised if they go for this here. No guts, no glory, though, Jeff.
We'll see. They line up,
and they're going for it.
And
there's a false, it looks like.
Rancho's going to get caught with 12 men on the field. A huge bailout for the Newman offense. I think they would have gotten the sneak anyway.
That'll make it an automatic first down as one of the Rancho Cotati players was trying to run off the field, and he didn't quite get off in time. That'll add 5 yards onto it and give the Cardinals a first down and 10. The football will be placed right at their own 35-yard line.
A little bit of confusion there on the Rancho side. You had one man drop back about 20 yards, thinking that just in case there was the punt was going to be there. That might have caused the confusion there in the initial huddle. And, yeah, Rancho got caught slipping. 12 men on the field. Fresh set of downs for Newman.
Giancarlo Wood split to the left for the Cardinals. Nunley to the right. Moran, the halfback. Pavitt gets it, looks back to throw, throws over the middle, and the ball's knocked away. Mahalis Santorino's got his hands up and knocked the ball away. Second down and 10.
Good job by the Rancho defense, staying at home, able to knock that pass down. Got just under a minute left here in the first quarter. We're going to see if Newman can generate any momentum to carry over into the second.
Second down and 10, the football at the Cardinal Newman 35-yard line. Pavitt takes the snap, rolls to his right, looks for a hole, and he's going to be sacked. And he goes down. Excellent penetration by the defensive line.
And the D-line got there so fast that Pavitt unable to see that. He actually had Sion Nunnally down the sideline. He had his man beat by about 2 footsteps. I was waiting for the heave downfield, and the D-line just got there too fast, and he wasn't able to do anything with it.
Garrett Ridley came in off of the right defensive end for the Cougars, forces a third down and 12. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Pavitt looking over the defense. Nunnally, their star receiver, is on the right. And that'll do it for the end of the first quarter. 0-0 here at Rancho Cotati High School. The Cougars and the Cardinals. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas inglés, no hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio.